stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. Again, it is Friday, again, and you know what that means. Friday is get it off your chest day. Get it off your chest, kind of relaxed day, get it off your chest day. You can get involved by calling 888-7753. 773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy, and it's only for those men and women, boys and girls, who want to overcome their anger, who want to overcome the delusion, who want to overcome fear and doubt, and worries, and insecurities, and suicidal thoughts, and loneliness, and on and on and on. You want to overcome your hell. It's for you. The biblical question is not for the rest. I do accept, and I understand, and I'm okay that most people will always live in and love their misery. And then they would try to pull you into it if you're not aware of what's going on. So I understand the biblical question. Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? We have every way that you can support and watch the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, whether you're on an airplane, taking off your clothes, being naked on the plane, running up to the front of the plane and being naked, or whether you're running from the DOJ, or whether you are TikToking and you're supposed to be a government representative and your team had lost and now you're TikToking like little idiots. It doesn't matter what you're doing. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast when you're done TikToking and you realize that ain't going to get you no votes. You can podcast and listen to the show. But you can be listening while you TikToking by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse, it is amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. And it doesn't matter what you look like, when you're doing what you're doing. But all you got to do on Friday is express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Our government.
It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the flow. 40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real. And we ain't gonna sit for that shit.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
Stop being Putin's.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
Off.
And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology or what he's been accused of by some as it may relate to the election.
Insurrection.
And that's what you have in government. Okay. And you think these females are going to make things better. Okay. What a mess. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. I want my country back. But in all honesty, my country is not coming back. The only chance we have now is to hope that Elon Musk can get a nice rocket up to Mars or the moon or somewhere that we can start a new country up there, far, far away from here. You have the wrong people in charge of your country right now. A country that you have people that who are in charge of a country and they don't even know how to run a hood, a hood. And you put them in your government. What a sad way to live. So, there is a spiritual order to life, right? And that order, whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you live it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's the order given to us by the Creator, God. And nothing else is going to work but that. You can pretend with everything else, and nothing else is going to work but that. And that order is God in Christ, Christ over man over woman over children. There ain't no other way. And the women are over children only if they're led by the Father. Because just a woman being over the children by herself is not going to work. Never going to work. And that order is broken in my country today. And as a result, it's a mess. I have said over and over and over again, you know how the women are upset, some of them, that men are playing in women's sports? They are ticked because they know they can't win. But yet they want to think and believe that they're equal to men. But, yeah, they're upset that men are playing in women's sport, but they're okay with women playing in men's sport. And they know neither one will work. But they're okay about destroying the men's stuff, but not the women's stuff. And so they know they're not going to win. Likewise, when you put women in leadership roles, you can already know that you're not going to win. you're not going to win. And you can already know, you can bank on it. You can put your crypto on it. Is it called crypto?
Yeah, crypto.
Crypto.
Yeah, not like a crypto.
But like what?
Crypto.
You can put your crypto on it. You're going to lose. Or you might win if you put your money on it because you put women in charge. A couple of things that's going to happen. It's not going to work. And then secondly, she will turn on you. She will turn on you. Except for those women who understand their evil, the evil inside of them, they can admit it, and then they will start to overcome it. They won't turn because they understand, and they will be proud. They will, like, love living in the order of God. And they have no problem with men being the head. I mean, it would be an honor. I mean, they would just naturally love without even realizing. But the one thing I want you to know, and you can say, Jesse, you're wrong. No, 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 Jesse, you're wrong. And then you can pay attention and see if I'm wrong. Every time you put a woman in charge as leadership, whether she is Christian, Catholic, Jewish, Allahu Akbar, Amish, Jehovah's Witness, Mormon, whatever religion she is, Christian, she will turn on you. Eventually, she will turn. And she can't help it in her fallen state. Because in that fallen state, falling away from the Father, she has a great, great, more than words can express, hatred for the man, jealousy, envy, strife against the man. And it's not her, but it's that nature of her father, the devil inside of her. That's why women, you gotta to be, if you want to be free from that, you gotta forgive too, your mothers and your fathers. But it's a spiritual thing. And because angry people are not in control, not aware and in control, they will turn. These women will turn. They're going to turn. I don't care if they're conservative, Republican, or whatever they're supposed to be. They will turn unless they have overcome it and are overcoming their hell. And if they, when they overcome their hell, they're not going to even desire to be in a leadership role. It won't be a part of the consciousness because they will overcome unconsciousness. I remember a while back when the great white hope, Donald Trump, elected or suggested that Amy Coney Barrett be a part of the U.S. Supreme Court. I said, back then, I said, no, 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 Mr. President, don't do it. You will regret it. Number one, this female have children. And any female with children who are willing to put their children on the back burner and go out to work to get an ego gratification is not a friend. I'm like, no, Mr. President, don't do it. And lo and behold, the president didn't listen. And now he regrets it. And just to remind you that I'm not making it up that I said it, I want to play this soundbite from you from 2020 saying Trump would live to regret. This is JLP saying Trump will live back in 2020. Trump will live to regret appointing Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Watch this. I personally believe that the president should have appointed a man for the U.S. Supreme Court. It was disappointing to see him appoint a woman, but I'm pretty sure without asking him that he did it to appease the voters. It doesn't make any sense at all that he appointed a woman to it except to appease the voters. And we will live to regret the fact that the president appointed a woman to the U.S. Supreme Court. This woman is a liberal. Well, I don't know if she goes by liberal, but she's no different than the other feminists. This woman supposedly have 7 children, 2 of them adopted from another country, and they black. But yet, she does not stay home and raise the children, which tell me that this woman think that she's above men and that she is a man and that she can go to work and raise children and be like a man. It's not true. It is literally not true. This woman is on an ego trip like Natty going north, and she's no different than a liberal feminist. It's just with a different name. But you're going to live to regret this, because if she's not decent enough to stay home and raise the man's children, she's not going to think straight on the court. Believe me. And it's more than just the abortion issue. There are a lot of other issues that are going to the courts now. And this woman will not support conservative Christians in the way that you think she will. It's unfortunate that women are so insecure that they feel that they got to intrude upon everything that men do. Instead of doing the woman's thing, staying home, or being a wife, being a mother, there's nothing more important than raising decent human beings. That's what makes society great, decent human beings. Amazing, huh? This is back in 2020. And I told you the president will regret it. Every time the man listens to the woman, he will suffer. Ain't no way around it. Listen to the woman, you will suffer. It's a spiritual thing. And women know it too. They know their husband, their boyfriends, their sons, their daughters, their government listening to them, that they're going to suffer. Here's where Barrett said at her Senate confirmation hearing that George Floyd's death was very, very personal for her family. Watch this. Roberto.
Have you seen the George Floyd video?
I have.
What impact did it have on you?
Senator, as you might imagine, given that I have 2 black children, that was very, very personal for my family. Jesse was with the boys on a camping trip out in South Dakota, so I was there, and my 17-year-old daughter, Vivian, who's adopted from Haiti, all of this was erupting. It was very difficult for her. We wept together in my room, and then it was also difficult for my daughter Juliet, who's 10. I had to try to explain some of this to them. I mean, my children to this point in their lives have had the benefit of growing up in a cocoon where they have not yet experienced hatred or violence. And for Vivian, you know, to understand that there would be a risk to her brother or the son she might have one day of that kind of brutality has been an ongoing conversation. It's a difficult one for us, like it is for Americans all over the country.
And the president put that into the Supreme Court. He put that in there. When she was saying all that, the president said, oh, wait, I'm playing. Not her. I didn't know she felt that way. She's telling these black children, she weeping, they're weeping over somebody they didn't even know. Had no clue about. And she's weeping. What a mess. And he put that into the Supreme Court and thought that she was going to support him. And there was no indication George Floyd's death had anything to do with him being black. And even if it had, what does that have to do with her black children? Is everybody black identified with one another? We got one black, you got all black? And he put that on the Supreme Court. A weeping woman is a destructive woman. A weeping female is a destructive female. When she's lying, when she's crying, she's lying. She's lying when she's crying. And she's weeping, she was lying. And the president put her in there. And now he's living to regret it. She up there boohooing over George Floyd with some little black children that she adopted from somewhere. Ain't even hers. And she's not weeping that hard. She's going to go to work and leave them somewhere else. When she's crying, she's lying. And there are women, they had to buy women's forum, Sunday morning fellowship. I counsel with them. They know that is all a sham. They're waking up and they're like, what the? So he put it in there and now he's regretting it. Today is reported. The Trump administration suffered a legal setback after the Supreme Court on Wednesday rejected its request to keep nearly $2 billion in foreign aid frozen. The ruling was 5-4 with conservative Justice John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett joining the liberal justices. Watch this from today.
The president appears to have faced a bit of a setback at the Supreme Court over foreign aid. What more can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Craig, you're right. This was a narrow 5-4 ruling, the Supreme Court rejecting the Trump administration's request to freeze nearly $2 billion in spending for foreign aid to contractors who work for the group USAID. They provide food, aid, medicine to countries around the world. It's not clear when the administration is going to have to start spending that money, sending it out. Conservative Chief Justice John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, interestingly, joined the liberal justices in this case, ruling against one of President Trump's major efforts to cut federal spending, Craig.
All right.
Amazing, huh? We have a picture of her little family, her little black babies. Her little black children. When white people adopt black children, they're so proud. And then they go to work and leave them at home. We don't have the picture. Let me know who you get it. Look at her little black children. And then she go to work and leave them somewhere else. She just left, she brought them all the way from Africa somewhere, and then she went to work. And she got a husband. What a sad way to live. They cried over George Floyd. They wouldn't know George Floyd if he walked through the door and said, hi. I'm George Floyd. George, who? And the president put her on the court. There are, I believe all the women on the court of the U.S. Supreme Court are liberal now. That Jackson woman, Contra Jackson, Elena Kagan, Sonia Sotomayor, and now Amy Barrett. And then to add salt to the wound, right on John Roberts. He might well have just let Joe Biden point it somewhere else. Another liberal called Amy is gone. The majority that voted, including Amy Coney Barrett, didn't even give a reason for the rulings. Why is this from News Nation?
So Amy Coney Barrett went against Gorsuch, went against Kavanaugh, the two other Trump picks in the first term. It's not the first time that's happened recently. There was an image last night of this at the State of the Union address where she kind of, Trump kind of casually went by her. They had a look at each other. And there's some furor on the right for Amy Coney Barrett. Is it deserved?
Here's the problem. The majority, including Amy Coney Barrett, didn't give a reason why they did this. So this leads people to speculate, was this based on the law? Was this based on a hatred or an anti-Donald Trump perspective, something the government's doing? Look, the argument could be that when you look at the dissent from the conservative justices, they make really good arguments. Their arguments were, A, does a lower court judge have the power to compel the federal government to pay out $2 billion? Talk about the harm to the federal government and the taxpayers. That's $2 billion they are not going to be able to recover. Why not just pause this? Why not just pause everything, allow Donald Trump's administration to brief this, to argue this on the merits, and decide it at a different day? Now, she could have gone that way. She chose not to.
And she turned against the very man that put her on the court, who, for whatever reason, thought that she was one of them. And she turned on him. Just like Eve turned on Adam. He thought he had a good wife, and she turned on him at the first opportunity that came along. You can bank on this. The woman will turn on you. At the blinking of an eye. I don't care how much she smiles at you, how much she says she loves you, how much you give her and how you treat her, she will turn. And I don't care who it is. It's in the nature. Until she repent for her wicked heart and return to the Father. And not just pretending she repent. You have to know that she's done it. And then she turned on Donald Trump. She identified more with George Floyd, and she cried. And her little black children cried. And then she turned on Donald Trump, and she turned on America. Every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And men, you can see it for yourself in your life. Every time you listen to your mother, any woman, you suffer. And you have suffered, and you will continue to suffer. Amy Coney Barrett's reaction to President Donald Trump at the joint address to Congress on Tuesday. Watch this from X.
Brother, you've done this for a long time. Have you ever seen a response like the Democratic Party had tonight of just the absolute rudeness that
look
they
at
showed
how she's looking at him.
In the uncivility they've showed the President of the United States?
I wonder if she's thinking, I turned on him. He thought I was with him. Even after I said I cried over George. Here's when Trump later rejected her hug after this break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Jesse. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m. today, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Brand new episode. An interesting discussion with Paul Freeman. And Paul is a former CBS executive. He's the author of the book, The Unexpected Danny Green. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have anger. Because I didn't have a dad, so I had to fight for myself.
So do you believe there is a God?
I don't think he's a guy up there with a beard and looks down kindly upon us.
So you don't believe he has a beard because you think he's shaved? Or he's... But you haven't noticed the attack of all white people?
Who's attacking me?
You're not white.
What am I?
I thought you said you were Jewish.
So you're a provocateur. That's what this is all about.
What the? You told me you were Jewish, so I thought you were Jewish. I didn't know you were white. But now I understand that Jewish people are white people. I see white people, and then the blacks who think they're the Jewish people. Y'all ain't white. What the? So that is at 11 a.m. today, Pacific time. TheFallEstate.tv. And you can support The Fall Estate while you're there. TheFallEstate.tv/donateorlocals.com. And I appreciate it. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor, baby. At 12 noon, check them out on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Energy all over Rumble and all over the world. At 12 noon, The American Anchor, baby. And then Sunday morning, all welcome to fellowship. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time, rebuildingaman.com/church. Come on down. I just want to finish up on this thing that this female have done to Donald Trump and to America. She turned on him. Amy Coney Barrett. I want to just quickly play. I want you to, Joel, I want to replay that thing where she's looking at him with disdain or hatred. I don't know what kind of look is that. Or if she wonder if he still like me for what I've done at the address of to Congress. This is Amy Coney Barrett. I want you to watch her expression as the great white hope walked by. Amy Coney Barrett's reaction to Trump, Donald Trump, at the joint address to Congress on Tuesday. Watch this from X.
Brother, you've done this for a long time. Have you ever seen a response like the Democratic Party had tonight of just the absolute rudeness that they showed in the uncivility they showed the President of the United States?
Amazing, huh? And here's where Trump rejected her hug at this event. Watch this from X. There she is. Nice. let me try to all grin up at me. Huh? Yes, it was. Who was it? That was Nancy Mace?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I thought that was her. Sorry, my bad. But he ain't letting Nancy hug him. What did Nancy do? That's amazing. My producer told me it was her. He black. What the? So, George Bush elected John Roberts or recommended him for the court. And he's a writer. What a mess! That was Nancy Mace. That wasn't that woman. That was Nancy. That was that woman looking at him when she had the robe. I thought the justices had robes on. I asked Derek about that. He like, no. I was like, don't they wear the robes to these events? But anyway, every time you listen to the woman, you will suffer. It's not the order of God. Adam suffered because he listened to the woman. And every time Adam listened now, he will suffer. I can't tell you the number of men I've spoken to over the years who left their jobs, who moved from one state to another because the woman wanted to go. And they regret it. Or she got a job in some other state, and he left his job to go be with her. And he regret it. When will you wake up and come to order? The order is the only thing that's going to work. Whether you like it or not, agree with me or not, the order ain't nothing going to work but that. It's like putting men on in women's sport. The men going to win. The men are going to win. And when you're in order, men, you're going to win. When you're out of order, you're going to lose. I want to show you other one weird, insane. This video I'm about to show you now is what happens when men are not there to lead the women. They go out of control. They literally don't know what to do with themselves. The light goes out, and they go out of control. I don't care if they're in government or at home or wherever. When the man, the light, the man is the light of the family. He's the salt of the world, of the earth, the light of the world. And when the light goes out, the woman loses her way. And when the salt is not there, no more flavor. These women, Democratic women, females, they have lost their way. And these black women had already lost their way before they got into government because the black men, their fathers, black brothers, black uncles, black nephews, black, nobody have guided them, and they were already out of control. But these white women, these other women, losing their ways, too, because the men are not there to guide them. And they have no clue as to what to do next. and they go out of control. The light is out. It's a spiritual thing. I want you to watch this from the Daily Mail, a bizarre choice. Choose Your Fight, a bizarre Choose Your Fight video of female House Democrats gone viral after conservatives on social media ripped it apart for being cringe. Watch this from X. These are like supposed to be representatives and government. What's wrong with them? Look at that. These are the females you voted for to run your government. And this is what you got. It's almost, I almost feel embarrassed for them. And I almost feel a little sad. It takes a lot for me to feel sad. I almost feel sad for them. They're so lost in government. Do you, no wonder Putin and Allah Uaba people want these people in government. They have already won because these people leading them right, they have no chance. So I'm being told, I don't know how true it is, that was AOC, Lauren Underwood, Catherine Clark, Judy Chu, Jasmine Cricket, and Susan Lee. Hello, Susan Lee. How do you do? Do you remember me, baby? Like I remember you. I used to walk you home. Remember Susan Q? That's all. But this is what you have. They're lost. And they're on TikTok doing that. Joel, what do you feel when you say, what do you think? I don't want to put words in my mouth. When you see that, your first, Joel Friday, he black. He's here every day except Friday at 11 a.m. When you see that, what do you think?
I think the intent is for them to, they're trying to be funny, but it just comes off as, are you 40? It just comes off as like corny.
It looks like they got problems.
Right. Like they're trying to be funny or maybe relatable to the being on TikTok and being like, you know, catering to the young people. But it's just corny. So it comes off as weird. And
I bet the young people are like, what the?
Right. So it's just a mess.
How come there's an echo in your voice? In your mic? Oh, that's why the echo was there. You didn't have a headset on?
You can hear it through the mic?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I can't talk with it.
You can't speak with the headset on?
It's the only way to hear the show to see what's happening.
It's a weird echo, so I hear.
Oh, turn these speakers off.
No. That's not doing that.
Oh, okay. But anyway. My country is gone. Those were like female government representatives. And you think they're going to lead you in a war? And you put them in leadership role. What a mess. My country's gone. Women were not created to lead, and you can't make them be leaders. Jesse. Let me go over to Florida and talk to Harold. Harold, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. So I couldn't agree with you more with what I was listening to for the last couple of minutes.
Yes.
First of all, I'm retired NYPD, and we don't have that same kind of a response when over 10,000 black people are shot and killed every year.
Yep.
But we have that response for a junkie, a dope fiend, a guy who was terrorizing the black community. Amy Barrett, whatever her name is, felt sorry for him and took her black daughter, who came from Haiti, and I'm quite sure she saw a lot of hell in Haiti. She didn't get her from the Hamptons. She got her from Haiti. So that young girl never heard of violence before? Please. It's insulting that these idiots are running our country.
It really is.
I couldn't agree with you more. After I heard her testimony about George Floyd, I would have called up and yanked her candidacy or whatever. I would have yanked it the same day. No,
right.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake.
I was like, oh, no. I'm sorry, wrong person. And yep. Isn't here to say we have to pick someone else.
Yeah, I would have shut it down that day. And what I really wanted to speak to you about was that clown show that I saw the four mayors of these cities dealing with illegal immigration. I'm from New York City, and I know Eric Adams personally. And he was going after our health care in order to save $600 million, retirees' health care. But in the next breath, he wants to spend $6 billion on people that don't belong there. And amazing. Then they wonder why this country's all messed up. Look at the clowns we got running it.
Yeah. So Harold is responding to, there was a hearing this week where Eric Adams, the mayor of Chicago, Representative Fox, a mayor out of
Denver, Johnson from Denver, Johnson from Chicago, another clown from Denver, and Wu from Boston.
Yeah.
And none of them had a clue on how much money is being spent on people that don't belong here. And that's ridiculous, because my tax dollars should not be going to people that don't belong in this country.
It's amazing to me what has happened to America. It's like, what's wrong with the voters that they will vote in these type of people? It's just crazy to me. What has happened?
Well, they keep black people riled up on race.
Yeah.
And then they miseducate everybody. So if you come in from, if you're in a suburban school, in a white suburban school, you probably got a little more of a chance of getting a somewhat of an education than dealing with a kid from the hood. Who's in a failing school. And when Republicans mention school choice to black folks, they get all, they don't even know what it is. They don't even accept the premise that school choice should be something that you should be voting for, because it gives you an opportunity to send your kid to any school that they want, and the government's going to pay for it. Why keep sending your kid to a school and you can't read and write? I don't, my people, and I'm black, Mr. Peterson.
Are you black?
I don't understand what the rationale is, how are my people think. It's taken 65 years. Biden still got 90% of the black vote for women. 90%.
Yeah.
The guy's a vegetable, and you gave him 90% of your vote.
Yeah. What a mess.
You can't make this up. And I couldn't run for office because, number one, I can't be bought. Number two, I'm going to tell it to you. That's why I like the Great White Hope. He gives it to you straight up without a chaser.
And that's why Amy Barrett hate him. He's too honest.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he's got 2 years to get his game, get him to do what he want to do. In the last two, he could just wing it, you know. But
yeah.
I'm behind him 100% because he's the first president that I ever heard say he was elected to be the president of the United States and not the world. And I agree with him 100. I wear a shirt all the time, Mr. Peterson, when I'm out and about. And this is America first. You know, I have people ask me, what does that mean?
What?
Read the shirt. America first. What do you think it means?
I don't have Bulgaria first. Yeah.
I don't have Bulgaria or Grenada or Mozambique on my shirt. I got America first. People can't even figure that out.
Amazing.
And then we wonder why we're in the condition we are, because we keep voting for these dummies, and they're a bunch of clowns, Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of clowns. And it was up to me. I clean house of all of them, and the only letters that should be in front of their names should be A for America, not R, not I, not D. You in office to represent and take care of America first, and if we had that attitude, we wouldn't be $37 trillion in debt.
Amazing. Absolutely, man. Harold, amazing call, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You take care, sir. Have a good day. Thank you again.
Yes, sir. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, the reason why Kendrick Lamar says Spanky Spank got to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show is because of Jay-Z. Jay-Z, according to Spanky Spank, is in charge of who gets to perform in the Super Bowl halftime show. And his wife is Beyonce, who won that country award. And he also could possibly had something to do with that, maybe. Says Spanky Spank.
Well, I've not heard any of that before, but what? I don't know if it's true or not, but it's amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble gave a Rumble rant.
You got to know how to Rumble.
Regarding Amy Coney Barrett, Comey Barrett, whatever. Now that I am a mom who attends playgrounds, women love instilling fear and insecurities into their children. It's crazy.
Yeah.
GLP's right. I had no idea how bad it was.
Yep, it's bad. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet, really. You're going to see the depths of human hearts. You're going to tremble. The human being is so wicked, there are no words to express. But you stay with it and continue to overcome. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Our Marky Mel's bought a cash app saying, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Marky.
Yeah.
Madeline bought a coffee. No message.
Thank you, Madeline.
Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse. Tony from California finally contributed positively to the show yesterday. You should make a stuffed little coon animal named Derek for your merch store. I need one for my 9-month-old daughter. Big smile.
He called Derek, my producer, coon. So Derek doesn't know the difference between Amy Bear and Justin.
Nancy Mace?
Nancy Mace.
All white women look alike.
Evidently.
To blacks.
We got to verify for now with the white man.
Indeed.
Make sure you let us know. This is, oh no. But anyway, thank you.
Natalie bought a coffee. Thank you for what you do. I hear so much truth in everything that you say.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I'm telling you, the truth love you. The truth love you. Trust the truth. Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Let me go to Robert. I asked Robert to call back. He wanted to respond to the biblical question. Robert out of Kansas City, thanks for calling back. The biblical question. Why do you want to the approval of anyone else?
Hello, Jesse. Good morning. I was calling back because I called.
Why do you,
before.
Because of time, why do you want the truth from anyone else? I mean, not that. Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
So, Jesse, I guess initially in life, you're young and you're weak and you're a baby and you need those around you to take care of you. You need some approval. And at some point as a man, you might approach old age.
But tell me real fast why you want it.
Well, for me personally, at my age as a man, I do not need it. That's why men should be in leadership, like you talk about, because a man is able to make it on his own if he was banished.
Robert, thank you so much for responding to the question. I got to take a break. I appreciate it. Back in a moment. Hate news, not the fake news. What the?
Man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. The lame-o U.S. officials, or are they lame? Not sure. Supposedly working to mend ties between Ukraine between Zelensky and Trump. Who knows? After the blow-up between Zelensky and Trump last Friday, the Education Department, Trump expected to sign an order dismantling the Department of Education. That's a good thing, I think. And a SpaceX launch. There was an explosion. It failed. But it was like a good failure. It was entertaining. Stock market, blah, 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 blah. I don't care. And based Gavin Newsom is not on the side of the transgenders, the radical transgenders who want to invade all the different sports. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, March 7th, AD 2025. The lines are full. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that U.S. officials are working to mend ties with the Ukraine following last week's contentious meeting between our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, and the unchristian Ukrainian president, Volodymyr Zelensky. At the same time, European so-called leaders are pressing ahead with their own vision, or lack thereof, for the Ukraine peace, so-called, at an emergency summit. All of a sudden, they think it's an emergency to get peace, even though for 3 years, they haven't at all tried to achieve peace, seems like. President Donald J. Trump is expected to sign an executive order to dismantle the Department of so-called Education at the federal level. According to sources, he aims to shrink the size of the federal government drastically, which is drastically needed, right on Trump. He's long signaled his intention to close the department, just like Reagan was supposed to, but he didn't. Fully eliminating the Department of so-called Education will require Congress to act, so claims Commie Nonsense Network. If the Trump administration succeeds in pushing an end to that department, some programs and funding could be retained and shifted to other agencies. There is also growing uncertainty about the nation's so-called nation's trillions of dollars in student loan debt and whether the government will stay in the business of lending money to students directly. Should get on out of that. And SpaceX, that SpaceX launch explosion, facing another setback, supposedly, according to Commie Nonsense Network, after the Starship spacecraft exploded shortly after liftoff Thursday. Video shows debris lighting up the sky over the Caribbean, or Caribbean if you prefer, but I think it's Caribbean, as the uncrewed vehicle burst into flames during its eighth test flight, marking the second supposed failure in just 6 weeks. The company shared an update with a few details, saying the explosion was caused by an energetic event. And that's a quote. The blast prompted the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, to halt flights in Miami temporarily, Fort Lauderdale as well, and Palm Beach and Orlando airports for falling space debris. Pretty cool, huh? The FAA also is requiring SpaceX to perform a mishap investigation into the loss of the Starship vehicle. Throwing their weight around. And the stock market, do you really want to hear about it? U.S. stocks slid Thursday as investors continue to grapple with further uncertainty from our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's based tariffs. All three major indexes closed lower despite Trump announcing a nearly one-month tariff delay on products from Mexico and Canada. Since Trump took office, blah, 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 blah. Tesla shares are down around 40%, so maybe it's a good chance to get in. Or maybe later will be a good chance to get in. Not sure. They were giving up 96% of their post-election bump. Analysts say the drop in share price reflects probably the concern that Elon Musk, the Tesla CEO, has been a much more visible and polarizing figure in the Trump administration. Polarizing because the liberals hate what's right. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two. Thank you.
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, why do you want the approval of anyone else? Why do you want the approval of anyone else? Amazing question, huh? You can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can hear anywhere in the world. No matter where you are on your iPhone or iPad, you can podcast, but you can be listening as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk. Buymeacoffee.com/JOPTalk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Our government.
It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the flow. 40 acres in the mule. This is bigger than the music.
And she's supposed to be a representative.
Listen, he up there, he's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real. And we ain't gonna sit for that shit.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
Stop being Putin's.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
Off.
And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology or what he's being accused of by some as it may relate to the election.
Insurrection.
What a mess, huh? And these black women are the ones that are raising the black men's children. Now you understand why the black children are out of control? Like the mama, like the children. Like mama, like children. 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. We had an amazing men's forum last night, really. And they came from everywhere, all over. Men, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. They just didn't know. They just didn't know. Now they do. Stay with it, and the truth will make you free. Not man's truth. Human beings don't have truth. The spirit of the truth of God. Stay with it, stay with it. It was an amazing fellowship. Men's forum last night. I want to talk to Nick. Sorry about that. It was amazing. I want to, really, folks, we've lost my country. And they are putting all these females in control and leadership role. It's not in their nation to lead. There's no way the country's coming back. The country's been set up to never return again. And the great white hope is they're leading, but he's making another mistake by putting all these females over men. Over the country in leadership role, and he will live to regret that. Remember, I told you this, all right? Just like I said that about Amy Coney Barrett, that Trump will live to regret it back in 2020. all these females he's putting in charge of our country right now in so-called leadership role, he's going to regret it. The country's going to regret it. It's not going to work. Remember I told you that? It's just not the order. It's like trying to put men in dresses and say that they're women. It's not going to work. Or women in pantsuits and saying that they're men. They're not going to work. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Cora. Cora out of Michigan. Cora, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. So I called last week and I was telling you about, you know, my forgiveness and stuff, and it all went really well. And you were just like, let me know how it goes. So it went great in the moment, but the week after, my parents were both, like, attacking me, like, so much, and it was just really bad. So now things have calmed down, but, yeah, it just kind of got a little chaotic at first. But I do have a 3-year relationship with my boyfriend, and he's also working on himself in one way or another. But he doesn't really watch you, but he knows I watch you. And I had told him a long time ago when I first discovered to forgive his parents. And he did. He did forgive them. But now that I had watched that church the other weekend and I redid it in kind of the way that you told me, I had brought it to his attention to do the same. But he had told me that he doesn't feel the need to, like, apologize to them for hating them because he never hated them. And I do believe that about his father. I don't believe he hated his father. But in my heart, I do know a time when he was pretty angry. And he says he was angry at himself, but not his mother. So I just got into my head last night a little bit because I've already brought this to his attention twice, and he tells me the same thing, but I just don't want to be, like, controlling or impose on him, so I decided to come to you about it. I know you said that forgiveness is apologizing for resenting and saying, like, you know, I'm wrong for judging you, and not just saying I forgive you, but that's what he did, is just basically told them that he forgives them for A, B, C, and D. So here I am just asking, you know, kind of like, if he has to go back, and if I should be the one to tell him, hey, maybe it's a good idea that you go back, and this is why.
And so let me ask first, when you went and forgave your pair, you said the family gave you a hard time?
Oh, yeah. They were really, really upset with me. They were treating me very poorly for about a week, but they have chilled out now. Now they're fighting with each other. So.
Right. That's what happened in groups. It never fails. When they turn on you, they join a group to turn against you, they eventually turn on each other.
Yeah, and I knew that the whole time, so I tried to stay pretty calm. I'm doing better now, not reacting, but they get pretty ruthless. They'll start just threatening, like, my insurance and my phone bill and just everything. So it starts getting a little chaotic, but then one moment I was like, you know what? If I have God, I have everything. You can take all the materialistic stuff. That's not going to, like, make me freak out anymore. You can't control me with that.
Savior. Right on. Okay, so, you can have it. You can have the phone. You have everything back. And then don't overreact to them, and you move on with your life. Give them the finger, and you move on. Just don't be angry anymore. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, and obviously I still live with them, so I got to stay chill in the meantime and continue to work and save money. And, you know, I got to do what I got to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, I realized even if I want to run, the devil's going to run wherever I go anyway.
Right on.
You know, it's fine. Just chill out where you're at.
And as far as your boyfriend, stop trying to change him. You've already told him and pointed it away for him. Leave him alone. Leave him in his hell. And you just work on you. You are not responsible for him. You cannot change him. You can't make him want to change. You just work on you and let the Father's will be done for you. God will take care of you.
I've been really, really, truly, seriously wanting that. And I think last night some thoughts stepped in that was like, oh, like, he's not going to be able to go to heaven with you because he didn't, like...
He's not going to go where?
I, like, kind of had some thoughts that he won't be able to, like, come to heaven with me.
Who told you that?
My head. And I know it's Satan, and that's why I already went down the rabbit hole, so that's why this morning I was like, you know what, I will call Jesse so I can just get level-headed, because I truly have been working on myself.
Right.
But the thing is with him is he has seriously changed so much to be a better man. He has so much insight. Like, he really is a good man. He is, like, I promise that. It's just, like, him not apologizing for resenting. I know you say that everyone has to do that. We all have to do that.
If you want to be free, for sure, there's no way around it.
Yeah, and, like, yes, saying, like, I forgive you for giving me the belt, whatever, but apologizing for resenting is important, and I don't think he sees the importance in that.
Well, leave him alone. You've already told him.
Yeah.
And let him finally, hopefully, see it for himself or not. And don't listen to the devil. He's not going to heaven with you. If you have forgiven, you're already in heaven. So don't worry about it.
I this is really big for me, and I really want you to know that, because I've been with him for 3 years. We're literally talking about marriage and stuff. Like, is he not, like, overcoming because he hasn't done that?
I mean, I don't know. I would have to talk to him. But yeah. I want to warn you, encourage you to take your eyes off of him, and you just seek the kingdom of God first before anybody or anything, and whatever will be will happen naturally, and you'll be fine. If you guys end up getting married and he's working on himself, you'll be fine. If not, you're still going to be fine. You just work on you and wish him well. Don't be angry at him. You can't think about him at all.
Yeah. I'm realizing that maybe that's the next thing that I didn't realize was, like, inside me is, like, trying to, like, think about him and where he's at, because he truly is a good man and has so much insight that even you say that he doesn't even watch you. But it's just, like, you know, I get so much truth from church every week, and for him not to even watch ever, I just kind of wonder sometimes. Like, I've told him about the silent prayer. I've told him about everything I learned, and he just doesn't seem as interested as...
So why don't you back off then? Why don't you just, okay, and be done with that and just work on you?
Because we are together.
If you believe that, you believe he's good, you believe he's working on himself, why don't you leave it alone and just work on you? You're not responsible for him. You're only responsible for you.
I know. And I think this only came up. It hadn't came up before. It only came up because of what I did last weekend for myself, seeing church. So I thought to myself, oh, I should tell him because I know the good truth. So maybe tell him so he can do it to his parents while he has an opportunity. So I just thought I should tell him.
All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Okay. So it's not my responsibility to, like, even if he's my boyfriend, to, like, be like, hey, like, you should have done this when you forgive him. Maybe you should go back and, you know, like, I shouldn't have to do that, right?
Not at all. Even if it was your husband, even if it was your son, even if it's your father, your mother, you don't have any business trying to change him or be in his life in that way. You need to back off.
I figured, because I've already told him about it twice. So I was like, I shouldn't impose. And I see he gets kind of annoyed, too, if I, like,
see there? Going, You're trying to force somebody to change who doesn't even want to hear it.
But it's weird because Jesse, he's a great man. He's the best man.
So if you believe he's great, why don't you back off?
Because I know what you said, that it's not going to work if you don't apologize for his honey.
But leave him alone. Leave the man alone and let him work on himself.
Okay. All right. Does that mean I have to break up with him, though?
You're only trying to fix him because you want him as your husband. If you didn't want him, you wouldn't be trying to help him.
So
it is true, and it's not about him, it's about you.
So it's not, like, really that, like, and I don't, maybe it's not really love anyway, because I feel like...
It's not. If you loved him, you would back off and let him work on himself or not work on himself. Work on himself, but you're in the way.
I know, and I shouldn't be thinking, like, oh, like, I'm not going to be able to see him in heaven.
See, I told you, it's all about you. You're trying to get this man saved for you, not because it's the right thing for him.
So the right thing for him is to say nothing and just let him.
The right thing for him is for you to back off.
Okay, so I don't have to like be like, oh, you should go watch Jesse on Sunday or.
No, not okay. at all. Mama.
I know. I listen. It's like what, and I was doing so good, and then Devil last night just got. I actually went down the rabbit hole. So, all right, I'll back off because that's the best thing I want to do. I told him I wanted to talk to him, but maybe I'll just say never mind now.
Yeah, leave the man alone. Stop being all caught up and trying to do and doing right. You don't need to be putting any effort in trying to be right or do right at all.
Okay.
So back off. Leave him alone because it's not love that you're doing it. The reason you're doing it, it because you want him. You want him to be right so you can be with him. You don't want him to be right because it's the right thing. So you're selfish. It's all about you. It's not about him.
Is that from the devil inside me?
100%.
Okay. It's when it comes, when that stuff comes, it feels so real. It feels so much like me. It's just so hard to deny it in the moment.
Right. And that's why you need to just practice being aware of those thoughts so you can stop going along with them and they'll be taken away from you.
And every time you say that, I get a sense of relief. Like, I can do it. And then they come so strongly and it's just, it gets heavy, but I already tell myself every day I'm committed to dying from whatever is inside me, and I just don't care how hard it is, and I have to keep going.
Absolutely.
So.
Stay with it, and leave that man alone. Don't try to change anyone. You can't even change yourself.
I see that.
What you do is surrender to this and let God, the truth, the love of God change you. You can't change your boyfriend, even though you're trying to do it for him, for yourself, while pretending that you're trying to do it for him.
Yeah.
You're only pretending. You're not doing this out of love for the guy. You're doing this out of wanting the guy to be with you.
Mm-hmm. And to love him correctly is to keep my eyes on myself and let him just be.
100%.
Do we have to break up, or can I just still be with him but just not be trying to control his
Don't even thinking about that at all. You work on you and let life take its natural course.
And I've been really working on stop thinking about the future because obviously we've talked about marriage a lot, and I realize every time we talk about it, it gets really stressful, but partially because subconsciously I've always like wanted to run away from whatever's going on at home because it does get pretty, you know, devilly in this house. But I really have come to peace with understanding that, like, the devil's already inside me. He's as close as he can get. So if there's two other devils in my house, what's that really going to do to me? So I've come to peace with staying here until I have to. But I have been, like, you know, ever since forgiving, I feel like I've really been able to see, like, underlining reasons of things of, like, even just, like, worrying about, like, how much money I get at work, like, why am I worried about that for me to get a car, to get out? It's always about, like, running. And I'm starting to catch up to that fast, like, devil inside me that's always chasing after something else to get me out of, like, just the moment and relaxing.
Right on. Well, just continue to be aware of those thoughts and those emotions and do nothing about them. Don't run away from them. Don't try to chase them. You just be aware. And that's what it means to surrender. And the Father will take the darkness away from you.
And I shouldn't think about, oh, how long is this going to take or anything like
that? Not at all. And it's not even you thinking that way. Those are the thoughts again. And they'll just speak using your voice to talk through you to make you think you're thinking, oh, this is too long. This is too hard. How long would this take? Those are just lies, and you're calling them you.
Yeah, and, like, I got to understand, like, no matter if it's till my death day, I stay with it. Like, no matter what.
See it to the end, all the way to the end.
Okay, I'm gonna commit to that and leave him alone, and I appreciate you bringing me back to, you know, a level-headed space because that's truly where I want to be, and I don't want to be, like, a mama or control him. I'm overcoming that spirit now, so I will leave him be in a... Maybe, you know, hopefully he does what he needs to. But in the meantime, I mean, he doesn't, like, get too angry or anything. And he says he doesn't have fear. So I don't know.
Well, stop. Take your eyes off of him and keep them on you.
Is that another tactic for the devil to, like, keep me from working on myself?
100%.
Is that always his goal, to keep me from working on myself?
100%.
Okay, then I'm realizing now that there's, I mean, all day, every day, thoughts are going to get me out of the moment. It's, like, crazy.
100%.
It's a job. It's a job to be present every single, it's an exercise every single moment to bring myself back.
100%.
It's crazy. And I see why, I understand now why people want to stay in their hell and don't want to work on it, because it's hard and it takes effort to be, you know, present until it's easier. So it's not easy, you know.
And it's only hard because most human beings think that they are their thoughts. They think that they are their emotions. Mm-hmm. They think that they are good, or they think that they are bad. And because of that, it's difficult for them to let the delusions go, because they think that, who will I be if I don't have my misery? Who will I be if I don't have my anger? Who will I be if I'm not married? Who will I be if I don't have children? Who will I be if I don't this and I don't that? And so they hold on to an illusion.
And you can't make yourself, like, see that it's not you. That comes, like, over, you know, a period or whatever it comes with, time and
you can never, ever make yourself see. But when you give up trying to make yourself see, the light will cause you to see, and the light will shine on the darkness, the thoughts, the imagination, and the light will destroy the darkness, and you will have a clear mind, and you will walk by the light.
Yeah, so basically keep watching the thoughts and emotions every day, no matter how hard it gets, and God's with me.
100%.
Okay. I'm committed to that, and I appreciate your time today, and I always like chatting with you, so I appreciate it.
And you leave that man alone as far as trying to change him.
Okay, I won't talk to him anymore about this.
Only if he asks you about it. If he doesn't ask, don't talk to him about it.
Okay.
Remember how Jesus healed the people and he said, don't tell anyone?
I do know that, and I think about that.
And they ran and told everybody.
Did they? Figures. Yeah, I know. It's because he didn't want them to get, like, an ego, like, boost from it.
Right.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know.
They become street preachers. He said, don't tell anyone, and they became street preachers.
Yeah.
All,
I know.
All
it,
ego.
It would be nice to be free, and I know that I want that. So in order for that, I do know I have to let go of even him, even though, like, I know I love him, and, you know, we've been together for so long, and
but
we're
you
great.
Don't love him. Because
yeah,
if you loved him,
if
you loved him, you would stop trying to change him and just work on you.
Do you think I'm still maybe getting over the emotional love? Like, God's still, you know, working on that with me?
You stay out of the thoughts. You will. Because you can't have the emotional feelings unless you had the thoughts first. Whether they so-called good ones or bad ones. You can't have it unless you have the thoughts first. So you need to start catching the thoughts so you can stop getting into the emotions. All emotions are not necessary, and they're false.
And they make you, like, you know, think you're, like, so utterly in love with someone and that you can't do anything. Like, the devil was actually telling me last night, you can go to hell as long as you're with him. I'm like, bro, that's wild. Like, what are you talking? Now, I actually was like, okay, that one was crazy. But
all thoughts are crazy.
Literally. Yeah. I know.
Amazing.
I'm going to work on myself. I'm going to let it go, leave him be, and just keep focusing on Cora. That's what matters.
And you can date, you can talk to him, you hang out, but leave him alone. Don't try to change him.
Oh, one more thing. Serious. We are not having sex. Sorry, I know that's a bad word for church, but it's serious. because obviously, you know, I...
Hold on a minute. Hold on, Cora. Let me take a quick break. Back in a moment.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old.
And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Check out Parchee's Roast Coffee. Go over to jesseleepeterson.com/show. Jesse Lee, is that right? jesseleepeterson.com/show?
What did you say?
I mean, it says shop.
Yeah. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Mm-hmm.
And check out Punch. Let me see that coffee again.
Yeah, we got new roasts now.
Amazing.
You know, people have been asking for a darker roast, but we came out with two more blends. So that we got like a dark roast for those that like to drink a lot of coffee. Do you know dark roasts have less caffeine? Those for the people that like to drink, like they like the bold taste, but like to drink more of it. So we got you a dark roast and a single origin roast, Si Señor roast from Mexico.
From what?
From Mexico.
Great. Amazing. Mama mia. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop now. All right. And then last but not least, check out Punch and TV. What the? Punch and TV. It's on YouTube and Punchy.TV. Watch this brand new episode. Watch this.
This is Merin. She fell in love with James.
I'm a masculine presenting woman.
And I am a feminine presenting straight man. And we don't look like how they want us to look.
Why is she picking him up like that?
She's a man.
That's not right.
Love don't judge, hate.
In my mind, feminine is weak. It's emotional. Those qualities can't lead.
He's way more extreme with his girliness than she is with her boyish.
But I'm trying to understand what's wrong with it. She likes him. He likes her.
No. I don't think it's real. What a mess. Punchy. PUNCHIE.TV and on YouTube every Monday, brand new episode at 2 p.m. Pacific time. Amazing. And one last thing. I just want to give you a little blast from the past. And maybe y'all remember this. The new listeners may not know about this, but the old listeners, it's Friday. We're having fun. And everybody can use a little blast from the past at times. Watch this. Amazing. A little blast from the past, Joe Friday and Isaac Palmer. isaacparmer.com called Groove. What you know about the groove? Amazing. Nice. Let me go quickly back to Corey out of Michigan. Corey, you were saying.
Yeah. I was just saying basically, real quick, two last things. Me and my boyfriend, we still kiss and stuff and all that. But I don't know. I just get like, I don't know. Every time I kind of just am like, is this like, should I just like stop this until like this person is my husband? Because even though like we're not doing the whole thing, it just still, I don't know. It just doesn't ever sit right with me, I guess.
So why you need to be kissing?
Well, that's why I've been, like, thinking about that. I'm like, well, what even is the reason if we can't even go the full mile? Why are we even doing it in the first place?
Right. So cut it out.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about that. I just want to see what you thought.
Yeah, kind of wait until you date, get to know each other, have fun, and learn about each other. And if it's meant for you to be married to him, it will happen naturally. You won't be able to avoid it.
Yeah. I like that. That's good. I'm gonna let that go too. And then, ever since I've forgiven my parents, I don't know if other people. I know people are listening. I don't know if other people deal with this too, especially if you're still living with them. But I have like no words. Like when I see them, I'm just like blank. Like I'm
nice.
And they get mad. They say you need to say thank you. You need to talk to us when you're out here. And I'm like, no, I don't.
Right. That's right.
Like. My mom's like, give me a little heart signal that you just want to not talk. I'm like, there's no signals. I just don't want to talk to you. Like, I genuinely, it's so crazy. I'm just blank. I have, and it's weird. It's so silent now, but they fight against that too. It's like nothing makes them happy, but I have no words for them. It's so crazy.
The world, human beings go crazy when they can no longer control you. They get a false sense of life when they can control others. Uh-huh. And when that can't happen, they go nuts, and then they try to control each other, then they turn on each other. So you just don't be angry and let life happen for you and live your life, not the way you've been taught to live, but okay. Just live in the present and live your life.
Yeah. I'm just going to continue to do what I see in front of me, and, you know, I'm not wrong for not having words. I don't have words. That's it.
Absolutely. So. Nice. Yep, so. Well, are you doing a silent prayer every morning, every night?
I am. And the past couple nights, I kind of like did it a little late, end up falling asleep. So last night, I decided to put my phone down early. And then I did it well last night. So I've been adjusting a few things. But yes, every morning, every night. And actually, to be honest, I do it a lot throughout the day, too.
You should. Practice being present.
Yep.
All right. I wish you well.
Thank you so much, and I'll always call back if I need something. But I'm going to try to sit through some of these feelings before I just come right to you.
Okay. Amazing. Well, you're free to call whenever you need to.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Omar. I asked Omar to call back from yesterday. I didn't get a chance to get to him. Omar is a first-time caller out of Arizona. Omar, thanks for calling, and thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Omar.
Just to be clear, I am not a first time caller. I called really quick about that dyslexic thing that
you
one
said
time.
What now?
I did call about that dyslexia thing that one time. So,
so you're not a first time caller?
No, but I did call yesterday and was waiting a while and you asked to call back.
Right? Oh, okay. Yeah. Why did Derek put first time caller? Okay. Thank you, Omar.
All right. So I wanted to answer that biblical question.
Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I don't. And if you have 30 seconds just to explain why I don't. Well, ever since I was a kid, when I was growing up, I used to be like this. I've always been my own person. You know that little black sheep in the family that's different from everyone else? I have always been like that. And my mom would always tell me, you're not going to go far in life because you don't know how to talk to people. You just tell them exactly what you feel and what you think. And, you know, you don't care what they think about you. You're not going to go far. And I've learned over time that it's because she and my aunt, people around me couldn't control me. So they told me that. But what I've learned is that this way of being and not seeking the approval of anyone else makes you better for your own life and better in society. So, no, I don't seek the approval of anyone else, and I don't think anyone else should either.
Very interesting. I appreciate your input. I got to hold my eyes until Sunday, but thank you for that, Omar.
All right. You're welcome, Jesse. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Amazing. Let me go to, is it out of Pennsylvania? Gail out of Pennsylvania. Gail, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Gail.
I'm calling because I'm sitting here making hats. And
making hats? You,
yeah, okay. I make hats.
Oh, okay.
I crochet hats. And listening to you. You are hilarious. And you know, you make the statement about if she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
When she's crying, she's lying.
Did you get your t-shirt yet?
No, Jesse, my thought on that is that...
Wait, get your t-shirt that says, when she's crying, she's lying. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Yes. JesseLeePeterson.
But what if she's not crying and she's lying?
Well, that's possible too, but for sure, when she's crying, she's lying.
Okay. You talk so much against women. Are you afraid of women because of what you've gone through with women?
Why do you have to be afraid to tell the truth about women?
But that's your truth, Jesse.
Why do you have to be afraid when you tell the truth about them?
No, you don't have to be afraid to tell the truth about them.
Then why did you ask such an insane question then?
As far as I'm concerned, because I am a woman.
She's a lady.
It's an insane question.
It is an insane question. When you tell the truth about women, they always ask, oh, you hate women. You're a misogynist. You're afraid of women. But when they're supposed to be telling the truth about men, there's no big deal. What the? Who are females that they think that anyone is afraid to tell them the truth or tell the truth about them? Who are they that they think that way?
Who are they? Say that again.
Who are women that they think that someone have to be afraid to tell them the truth?
It's not so much as someone being afraid.
Then why do you ask, are you telling the truth about women because you're afraid of them? Why do they say that? It's crazy that they... Well, it's coming from a female, so that's why. But it's crazy that they think that when you tell them the truth, you're afraid. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Well,
why do women think that you have to be afraid when you tell them the truth, or you hate them when you tell them the truth?
Because you know, it's like you've made your mind up and you've closed the door. And that's how you think of women. So
what have I said about them that this morning or any time that's not true?
What have you said
about females that are not true?
Well, that all females are evil.
They are. Why is that not true?
It's not. I'm not evil.
Why do you say you're not evil?
Because I know what evil is.
And what is evil?
Evil is trying to destroy somebody or trying to hurt somebody.
But God said that you're evil. Is he lying?
I don't believe God said that.
Yeah.
I don't believe God said women are lying.
No, he said you're evil.
I don't believe he said women are evil.
And why don't you believe that?
Because I have not read that in the Bible where women are evil.
He said your heart is wicked to the core.
Where is that in the Bible?
It's in the Word. And you don't even have to look at the Bible and find it. Look at your heart. You know that you're evil, and it's just hard for you to admit it. That's why you're not accepting the truth because you know it's going to make you free, and the wickedness of your heart is not ready for the truth. But you can check out Jeremiah 17:9. It's in there if you need to read it. But all you really need to do is look at your own heart, nobody else's heart but yours, and you're going to see that you are evil. And when you can see it and don't deny it, it can be changed. The Father will change your heart from evil to good.
Well, Jesse, I have done that. I have done that. I have realized and recognized the fact that I have had some evil thoughts because of what I have experienced behind being involved with men. I never had a man in my life to really understand me. My father and my biological father, they just pretty much not had anything to do with me at all. So my problem has been that I don't know what you men are supposed to expect from a woman. You know, you talk about
the fact supposed that, to expect you to obey.
And the last time I spoke with you, you said, I asked you about it, and you said that if you're on a date and you ask the woman to tell you about herself, you, for me, saying that to me, I would ask you, what do you want to know?
Well, I said that to the men when you go out on a date with a woman and you're sitting at the table, you order the meal. And while they're praying and preparing the meal to pray, you start conversating, and you ask the woman, will you obey me if we should get married? And if she says no, you get up and walk away. Just walk. Don't look back. Just leave
her. What do you mean by obey?
You know what obey mean.
No.
Yes. You know exactly what that means. Have you forgiven your mother?
She's long dead. Yeah, I have forgiven my mother.
Because
I realized she didn't know no better than to do what she did.
Give me an example of what she did to you that you needed to forgive her for.
She didn't teach me about men.
About men?
About men.
No, that's not it. Your mother turned you away from men by turning you away from your father. Your mother was evil. She turned you away from your father and pretending that she was a victim. And every time she was crying, she was lying. And you identified with her. And that's why you won't obey your husband now.
I don't have one, Jesse.
If you had one, you wouldn't obey him.
Who's my husband, Jesse?
I said, if you had one, you would not obey him. Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
Yes, he long dead, too.
Have you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
Yeah, Jesse, I have. I've forgiven both of them.
Good. And so now you just, if you have truly forgiven, you start watching those thoughts so you can overcome them, and God will give you a clear mind and a pure heart, and you will have a life that has nothing to do with you or I making it happen. It will be beyond words. There are no words to express the life that you will have if you truly work on you. It's going to be amazing for you.
Okay, Jesse, well, I'm pretty much there at my age now. So
how old are you?
A woman not supposed to tell her age.
Why not?
Because
what?
It's not. She's not supposed to tell her age.
Why not?
Because that's one thing we women don't do.
But why not, though? You're too vain?
Being vain at my age. You are hilarious. Just like I say, you are hilarious.
When you work on your duty silent prayer, and even if you are 70 or 80, it's never too late. Long as you're alive, you have a chance to live. But once you die, you don't have a chance to live if you drop your body in unforgiveness.
Right.
I understand that. I know that you can't go to heaven with unforgiveness in your heart.
That's
okay?
Right. Absolutely. And you can go to heaven while you live. You don't have to wait until you die and thinking that you're going to go to heaven. You can, I'm telling you the truth and nothing but the truth. You can go to heaven while you live because the heaven is in you. The kingdom of heaven is within, and you can experience heaven right now. But you got to forgive and watch those thoughts and not call them you. Those thoughts are hell. Loneliness is hell. Suicidal thought is hell. Looking for love is hell. Trying to make somebody right or make yourself right is hell. Fear is hell. Desperation is hell. Anger is hell. But that can all disappear, and you have perfect peace. You have heaven right here.
All right, Jesse. So, I'm not one to argue. I like to keep peace.
So do the silent prayer. Do your little hooping and holler. And when you're done hooping and holler to Satan, be still and know God.
Yeah.
Let me know what you think about the silent prayer, all right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. While Hake is coming in, I just want to give you a little bit more a blast from the past. It's Friday. Watch this. This is Joel Friday up in here. And I Palmer. Watch this. Amazing. That's deep. Joel Friday TV. Isaac Palmer. IsaacPalmer.com, I guess. IsaacPalmer.com, right? I didn't
see that. It said Isaac J. Palmer available on YouTube.
Let me see it again.
Yeah, for sure. You mean the Isaac J. Palmer part or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Let's go.
And I'll pay attention. Then I'm going to get you your calls and your super chats.
Here we go.
Oh, amazing. And that's Isaac Palmer's father, his dad on the drummer, Isaac Palmer Sr. Amazing. So go to Isaac Palmer, and you can check the video out. I got to take a quick break. When I come back, your phone call is Super Chat. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment.
And I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Z100.
some serious mess going on in the world. A World War II unexploded bomb stopped a Eurostar train over in Europe somewhere. And outside Paris, I believe. So they're like coordinated off and all kinds of stuff. A Delta captain pilot reassured his customers, the patients, the people flying the plane, the whatever they're called, passengers, don't worry, we'll be okay. Because there's been a whole lot of scares and worse. And King Charles likes Bob Marley and Kylie Minogue and some other gal, I guess. And raw milk is a culture war flashpoint. And there's farmers who are scared about getting sued and all kinds of stuff. Walgreens is going private after like 100 years of being a publicly traded company. There's a snowboarder, Olympic snowboarder, I think, who is an alleged drug ring leader who is now on the FBI most wanted list, top 10, I think. And Justin Trudeau is talking tough about in defense of Canadians, I guess. What a mess amid this tariff stuff, I think. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Friday, Express Yourself Friday, Get It Off Your Chest Day, March 7th, AD 2025. Shout out to the men. It was an excellent men's forum last night, as usual. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month for the men only. RebuildingTheMan.com/events at Bond in Los Angeles. And women's forums are third Thursday of the month. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, typically. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. In church on Sunday with Jesse Lee Peterson, 11 a.m. Pacific time here at Bond in Los Angeles and online on Bond YouTube and Jesse Lee Peterson Rumble and other places. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports that based, I use the term loosely, right? Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, Gruesome Newsom, rightly said that transgender athletes playing in women's sports is deeply unfair in a break from what most Democrats' position is on the topic. Newsom's comments came after our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, signed an executive order last month banning so-called transgender women, MTF, male to female, male to wannabe female, right, from competing in women's sports. Delivering on a political issue central to his 2024 campaign, supposedly. The California governor spoke about the issue on a podcast episode with conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Wow. He was on Charlie Kirk's podcast, I guess. Notably, Gavin Newsom is eyeing a potential 2028 presidential bid, having watched Republicans wield the issue against Democrats in the last cycle. Maybe he'll come around and be reasonable on other issues, too. Don't hold your breath. An unexploded World War II-era bomb found outside Paris brought to a halt a so-called Eurostar, whatever that is, all one word, Eurostar, train travel in London and northern France. Today, the bomb was discovered by workers alongside the railway tracks in the Paris suburb of Saint-Denis. Denis? D-E-N-I-S. I don't know how to say it. You French people, you don't say the S's, I think, right? A security perimeter immediately established, leading to the disruption of the intercity and suburban lines from the Gare du Nord. Sorry, I can't say it. Gare du Nord. station. Shout out to the French. I wish I could speak like you guys. A spokesman for the France's national state-owned railway company described the bomb as really huge. So cool. Confirmed that a demining team is at the site. Gare du Nord is a major European transit hub serving international destinations north of France and as well as the main Paris airport and many regional commuters. My mother said that my name in French is Le Petit Enfant. But that I thought that it really was, and then I found out that means like the little baby. The little infant. Anyway, I was a kid. I'll tell you about the other stuff on the Hake Report coming up after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and then The Fallen State, and then Anchor Baby, No Joelle Friday TV. I'm James Hake.
got to stand up strong. Take the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them from, oh, uniting the races from with truth instead of divide, I don't know what I'm doing. Yeah.
Instead of dividing them with lies.
Instead of dividing them with lies.
We're just talking.
I was talking so much off the show, I forgot what I'm doing. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. It's Friday. It's Friday. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And you can be listening to the show. You can podcast the show. If you're out working out, doing whatever you're doing, or you're a Catholic and you're hiding the illegal alien down in the basement or whatever. Or you the Pope and you are Dick. The Pope is Dick. You can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, and we're going to get to your super chats. To donate, have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is whatever is on your mind. Express yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot. The anchor baby made
our government.
It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the floor.
No.
40 acres in the music.
She black.
Bigger than the music.
Listen, he up there. He's hearing all kinds of nonsense and bullshit. Let me just be real.
He up there.
And we ain't gonna sit for that shit.
If you could tell Donald Trump anything tonight, what would you tell him?
Stop being Putin's.
If you could speak directly to Elon Musk, what would you say?
Off.
And we don't know everything that Elon Musk has done with his high technology or what he's been accused of by some, as it may relate to the election.
Insurrection.
You got these people in charge of your country. You put these people in charge of your country. What do you think going to happen? I don't know if it's true. If anyone can verify it, let me know. I heard that over in Mommy Africa, in South Africa, the white people have started their own country again over there. Did you hear anything like that, Nick?
I may have. If you're talking about what they call Oriana or something like Orania.
Right.
Is a white separatist South African town founded by Afrikaners. That's from Wikipedia. Are you talking about that one?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Look, Hake is saying that, too.
He's saying it's been around for a while, several years later. Nice. That's what we're going to have to do with these black people in charge of your government and the women in charge of your government and the females. We're going to have to start a new white town over here. Really? They're going to push you to that. This is this new town in Africa. Mummy Africa was established back in 1991. Why am I just now hearing about it? They did that in New Orleans, too. The white people started a new New Orleans white section over there. You're set. I promise you. I'm not just saying this trying to be funny or anything. You put the black people, and especially black females, and you put the women in charge of your country, of my country, America, we're going to end up doing the same thing here. We're going to have to go somewhere and find and start a whole new town. Because it's not going to work. It's only getting worse. It is not getting better. But do what you want. Did you hear that some female took off her clothes on Southwest Airlines? She got naked. She, according to the report, she ran up. The flight was about to take off. It was on the runway thing there. They're about to take off. And according to the report, she ran up front and got naked. ABC 7 Chicago is reporting. Passenger aboard a Southwest flight. Passengers aboard a Southwest flight are shaken up after a naked woman delayed the flight on Monday. Watch this.
It was so shocking.
Passengers on this Southwest flight couldn't believe what they were seeing.
This is getting crazy. Like, this is something that you see out of a movie.
A woman on the plane stripping completely naked.
Wait.
Walking up and down the aisle.
Was it a packed flight?
It was very packed.
We spoke with one of those passengers who asked to remain anonymous. She said they had just boarded the plane in Houston and were about to leave for Phoenix when the woman, while fully dressed, walked to the front of the plane and started yelling.
I do remember her saying that she wanted to get off the flight.
The passenger also said she heard the woman yell that she was bipolar. Then when the plane started taxiing to the runway,
she started like jumping up and down, screaming at the top of her lungs.
The woman took off all of her clothes and continued to yell.
It was very evident that she was having a mental breakdown.
At one point, another passenger said the woman grabbed a flight attendant. Everyone on the plane trying to remain calm.
I just kind of kept to myself. I didn't want to start any problems, and I was just hoping that the plane wouldn't take off, which it didn't, thank God.
A flight to hell. What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
How are we? They're gonna like require. This is why we're gonna have like a police state or whatever, like scanning everybody and looking into everything. Because it's like they're gonna be afraid and they're gonna have to like deal with this stuff.
Man. Apparently, according to report, I've been told she wasn't charged with it either. They didn't press charges against her.
That's the worst part of it.
Yeah, she's going to do it again. They say that the police just took her to the hospital and no charges.
Bipolar people can go to jail, too. That's ridiculous.
They took the men out of charge. And now the women are going there. They are lost. They are going to hell in a handbasket and fast. Here's another reason why women should not be, were not created to lead but to follow. When you put them in leadership, all hell broke. Can you imagine a woman teaching you a Bible study class? Just think about that. Whether you're male or female, would you go to a woman teaching you Bible study? Think about it. Fox 5 is reporting that. That last story was from, let's see, the flight thing was from News 12. You think that's bad? Y'all don't believe me, right? I know that you don't believe me. Like 35 years ago when I told white people they need to get over the fear of the blacks. Otherwise, they're going to live to regret it because they only bring out the worst in the blacks by being afraid of them. And look what happened. You're putting these women in control of life? Watch what happened. And it's happening fast already. Fox 5 New York, a former daycare owner in the Bronx, has been sentenced to 45 years after pleading guilty to several drug charges. The charges stem from the death of a one-year-old who was exposed to fentanyl in a daycare. Watch this from Fox 5 New York.
Steve, Natasha, the woman's name is Gray Mendez. She was the woman who basically was the head of that Bronx daycare where all of this unfolded. She was just sentenced to 45 years in prison, as you said. Now, this is a case that horrified New Yorkers who learned of it as it unfolded. And in fact, it horrified anybody who heard about what happened at that daycare in the Bronx.
Immediately following the sentencing,
the parents of the one-year-old boy who was killed spoke. Their heartbreak appeared to be as raw as when this all came to light 2 years ago. Their son, just 22 months years old, Nicholas Domenici, died after he and three others were exposed to fentanyl. This according to court papers, which said the daycare that was entrusted with protecting them, the Vino Nino, actually was functioning as a secret stash house where fentanyl and heroin was prepared for distribution on a regular basis. Investigators even found a kilo-sized brick of fentanyl inside a closet of the daycare facility, in addition to other equipment used for drug smuggling. Now, Gray Mendez was accused of calling her husband multiple times, allegedly to clear the drugs, while waiting before calling 911, even as the four very young children were severely overdosing. And by the time help arrived, it was too late for Nicholas.
Female gone wild. You thought they were bad with the government female doing TikTok, Hoochie Mama ghetto dance, right? And the woman naked on the airplane, Satan all over her. The devil told her, run up there and take your clothes off and worship me as she did it. Now I want to know, yes, that's awful what happened with the school, but if the mother was home raising the man's children, the man or a man's children, would that be happening? Could that happen if the mother were to obey her husband, stay home and raise his children? There is a solution. Isn't that something? Fentanyl! New York Post is, and here's another reason why women should just stay home with the kids. Stop trying to feed your ego, ladies. You're not equal to men, and doing this is not going to make you equal to a man. It's not going to happen. Only your mind, which is all lies, all thoughts are all lies. You're never going to be equal to a man. It wasn't meant to be that way by God, and it ain't going to never be that way, no matter what you did. New York Post has reported, Texas middle schooler passed around a sharp needle and participated in mass tattooing sessions in classroom while the oblivious teacher carried on with her lesson, with their lessons, leaving parents outraged. Why are the parents outraged? You're sending the man's children to those schools. And the men are weak for allowing you to do it. I do understand that. Watch this from Fox 4.
Hi, Heather. Yeah, Greenville ISD confirms to us multiple teachers here from Travis Intermediate have been suspended, but they didn't confirm how many teachers have been suspended, only saying their roles are currently being reviewed. This afternoon, I spoke with a sixth grader and his mother. They tell me that during the tattooing, there was a teacher in the classroom. So now that Greenville mother is wondering, where was the supervision?
It's scarred, so it broke the skin and scabbed over.
Ashley Armstrong already had a lecture with her 11-year-old son, Jordan. Scabs from tattoos are now seen down his arm reading, "I heart my Lord," plus initials tattooed on his hands.
He got punishment for it. He got punished for it. He knows better. He shouldn't have done it in the first place.
Now the Greenville mother wants answers.
These kids were getting these tattoos in class, and not one teacher noticed it.
Armstrong received a call from the school nurse at Travis Intermediate Tuesday. She was told to get lab work done immediately on her sixth grade son.
Amazing, huh? Do you blame the teachers or you blame the parents? I blame the parents because the parents already know the schools are no good, but because they don't love their children, they send them off anyway. So you can't blame the teachers. The parents are sending the children off anyway because they don't want to be bothering the kids. They got to act like a man. They have no love for their children. Zero love. The mother said the needle was shared throughout several classes. Why is this from Fox 4?
Greenville ISD is working with law enforcement to identify all students involved. The district didn't say how many students were tattooed or how the tattoo needle got into the school. Armstrong's son told her a boy in class approached him and the tattoo was done in the classroom with a teacher in the room.
The needle was shared several times from one class to another class to another class. It's with the needle, so I don't care if it's temporary ink or not.
But Armstrong is still unsure what is under her son's skin, hoping the scabs don't scar. Test results came back negative for any diseases, but the 11-year-old is due back to the doctor next week as a precaution.
The boy like, what the? What a mess. I blame the parents. I don't blame the schools. I blame the parents because you already know the public school system today is no good. But you don't love your children. You send them off because they're in your way. So I blame the parents. I totally blame the parents. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jerome out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jerome.
That's good. That's good. And happy Women's History Month.
Happy what?
Happy Women's History Month. It's Women's History Month in March, Jesse.
What do you mean? When did that happen?
It's in March.
When did that happen?
In March.
No, when did that? When did that start?
Oh, I don't know when it started, but I know it's in March, for the month of March.
Really?
Yeah.
I've not heard of that. What's up? But anyway, thank you, Jerome. I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Thank you, Jerome. I want to go to Patty, a first-time call out of Tennessee. Patty, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Happy Friday.
Thank you, Patty. Amazing.
I want to just call, and I saw you on Owen Schroyer the other night, and I am a new follower of yours, and I love it. I love your show, and I agree with so many things that you say about women are just out of control, but, you know, it's because we're like children.
Yeah.
You know, a child will act out when they are pushing their parent to set boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? A child will act as crazy as you let them act because they feel like they need someone in control of their environment because it makes them feel safe.
Yep. Yep.
And the lady before that called and you asked her if she had forgiven her mother for not, for
recreating her image and the father,
you know,
for not protecting
her father away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, keeping her father away. And that hit home for me so much because, you know, my mom did that same. My mom kept my dad away from me and, you know, my mom was born in the 50s, so she had this, you know, she was born when all the people were like, girls can't do everything that men can do, and they rebelled against that. And so she always had this attitude like, I can do anything a man can do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and she raised me by herself. And went to work, and I was left by myself all the time, and I just wild out, you know, and
yes.
It was because I didn't have any boundaries at home. I didn't have a dad in my life, and I needed that, you know, and so now I'm grown, and I don't know how to deal with men. Like I have no respect for her, you know, like
yeah.
her. She ended up damaging her relationship with me because I feel like she cheated me of having a good life because she put that on me. And it's so like now, you know, I wish that I had a good man because, you know,
yeah.
you asked
yeah.
if I had a husband, would I obey him? I would love to have a husband to take care of and that was responsible and was the man of the house. Like, that would be, like, my dream. You know, I mean, I just, and I want, and I have a daughter now that I raised by myself. And, like, I want that for her.
Yeah.
I want her to be able to relax and be who she's meant to be. But it's so hard to find a man in the world that fits that description nowadays. Because
yes.
women have beat men down so much and emasculated them to where it's like I have a boyfriend, he lives in my house, but he's more like a child to me. You know, and,
yep.
and just because why? Because he didn't have a father in his life that taught him how to be a man. So your voice on here about this subject is priceless in the world because I don't know how to fix it. You know, I don't know how men, like, how do we fix this? How do we make men be what they're supposed to be?
Good question. Number one is that you can't, so don't even try. All you can
yeah.
do at this point is work on you. You got to forgive
right.
your mother, forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And God
yep.
will forgive you, and he would take away that anger from your heart, and he would give
yes.
you a pure heart, and then he would take you away from your imagination, all those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies, because all angry people live in their imagination. They believe
that
right, they believe that they are their thoughts, right? And so work on you. Don't want for a man. Don't look for a man. It's natural for a woman to want to get married. That's natural, but you're not supposed to warn it over what is right. You're supposed
right.
to seek first the kingdom of God in his right way and want for nothing. And if it meant for you to get married, have a husband, I promise you God will give you one and it'll be perfect. But if you look for that, you're going to always end up with a mama's boy and you're going to resent him for it.
Yeah, I do. I always have.
Yep.
You know, because, like, just like you said, like, I live in my imagination. Like, the things that I want are, like, things that I imagine in my mind. That
yep.
I, you know, and those are not real. Those things are not real. They are not reality.
Not at all.
You know, and I'm always like, why can't I, why? Like, I have this man that lives in my house, and he's a nice person. And, you know, I'm always like,
nice.
Why can't he be like this? Why can't he be like that? Why can't he do this? Why can't he act this way? But what I'm doing is I'm imagining someone else that's not him.
Yes.
Like
why
my,
are you letting him live with you?
And then I'm angry because
yep.
he's not that thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at him for who he really is. I'm angry that he's not this imaginary person that I've made up in my head, you know, and then I'm like, oh, why can't you be this imaginary person?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just me, you know, I've been me since day one.
And that's why women try to change men. They try to recreate their husband or boyfriend in their image, right? And all they do is make him worse because he can never be what they try to
exactly.
create
they
him
give
to
up.
Be.
Yeah.
Yes,
they give up. They're like, I'm never going to be that person that you think.
That's right. Let me
you
ask.
See, like, people,
let me ask.
Women fall in love with, like, potential.
Yes.
They're like, oh, well, this guy is smart, so he can get a good job, and he can take care of me, and he can pay all my bills, and he can do, you know, fulfill that man role just because they see him as smart. And he might be smart, but if he's not already doing those things, that's not who he is.
Right. So let me ask, because of time, why do you have a boyfriend in your house like that, knowing you resent him for his weakness?
Well, I really didn't realize that that was what I was doing until, you know, it's some years into our relationship, and I really have just kind of been working on myself and stuff like that, and it was like I realized that that's what I've done with him and with other men, you know, that I've been with in my life.
Yeah.
So, but now at this point, it's like, I can't, you know, neither one of us can afford really to live on our own.
So he can't even afford to live on his own?
Honey, no.
What, man? So have you gone and forgiven your mother for what she's done to you?
I have not.
Why not?
I have not. And I have the worst anger. Like,
right.
My anger is terrible, but I love the calls that you've had today. Like, this is my first time listening to your show, and the calls that you have had today really have spoken to me, and what you said to them have spoken to me, because I realized that it's not just me.
It's,
you know,
all
I'm not the
women.
Only one that goes through this, and it's like the condition of humanity right now.
Yes. So you got to go and forgive your mother. I'm sorry for resenting you for what you've done to me. I realize you can't help yourself. Just as you can't help that yourself, that anger is controlling you, and it was passed on to you from your mother when you became angry at her for what you were doing. Forget mother,
right.
I'm sorry for resenting you. And then don't ask for forgiveness, and don't have any expectation from her. If she apologizes, fine. If she doesn't, fine. I'm sorry for resenting you, and God will forgive you. And forgive your father for not being able to protect you from your mother. He could not help himself. He didn't know how to deal with it. He loved you. It's just that he didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother. And so forgive him. Do the silent prayer. And I'm telling you, Patty, your whole life would change and it would be perfect.
You know, when my daughter was born, I realized, because I've always had this hate and resentment for her. And when my daughter was born, it kind of slap me in the face.
Yeah.
Parents are only really just two people that had sex.
Yes.
You know, and it doesn't make them know everything. It doesn't make them perfect. It doesn't make them be equipped to do anything, but and so that really helps me remember that she didn't know what she was doing any more than I do.
Absolutely.
And so that's where I always draw myself back to that whenever I try to forgive her and try to.
Well, just say, hey, I'm wrong. I'm wrong for hating you. I realize now you're crazy. You couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
And God will forgive you, all right? Because of time, I got to run, but call me again. Go and forgive your mother. And forgiveness is to admit you were wrong for being angry. You couldn't help it. It's hatred, right? And God will forgive you, Patty, and he will change everything.
Well, thank you, Jesse, and keep doing what you're doing. We thank you for everything you do.
I will. Thank you so much, and call me again.
I will.
All right. Amazing. Let me get 888-7753-773-888-77-Jesse. Larry's out of Indiana. Larry, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
What's up, man? How you doing?
All is well, Larry.
Nice, man. I want to say real quick before I ask you my question. Buddy, we talked a long time ago twice about this girl I was with, and told me, you're going to ruin my life. You know, the whole shabam.
Hold that thought, Larry. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Let me take a break. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Amazing men's forum last night, folks, the first Thursday of the month. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And ladies, get ready for the women's forum on the third Thursday of the month. So get ready. The ladies are on fire, too. They're working on themselves. Really, I'm not making, these ladies are facing it. They're being honest with themselves, and they're waking up. They are returning to common sense. And don't forget, the Hake Report is coming up next at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E, report.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Amazing conversation with Paul Freeman. And Paul is a former CBS executive and the author of the book, The Unexpected Danny Green. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you have anger?
Oh, yeah. Sure I have anger. Because I didn't have a dad, so I had to fight for myself. Yeah.
Right. So do fight. You believe there is a God?
I don't think he's a guy up there with a beard and looks down kindly upon us.
So you don't believe he has a beard because you think he's shaved? Or he's... But you haven't noticed the attack of all white people?
Who's attacking me?
You're not white.
What am I?
I thought you said you were Jewish.
So you're a provocateur. That's what this is all about.
What the? Amazing. Today at 11 a.m., thefallenstate.tv. And don't forget, you can support The Fallen State right there. thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. And while you're there, you can have some punchy coffee at jessleepeterson.com/shop. Right? jessleepeterson.com/shop. And then at 12 noon.
jessleepeterson.shop, if I may.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What the? I'm black and I'm slow. jessleepeterson.shop. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor, baby. Energy just all over the place. Rumble will never be the same. It will forever rumble. At 12 noon Pacific time. And see you at church on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. And go and donate. Support what we're doing by going to RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Right, hey? Donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And last but not least, another blast from the past. Watch this. It's Friday. Another blast from the past. Hey, Mr. President, take this home. Home.
The wall going up. The wall.
It's long overdue.
The wall going up.
30-foot wall.
The wall going up. The wall going up.
At the border, I'm stunned. amazing. Oh, the wall going up. Nice. Let me go quickly back to Larry out of Indiana. Larry, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, that's what I was saying. So he basically told me I need to leave this girl alone because she's going to ruin my life, man. And I understood, but I couldn't see for myself. So I was like, I'm going to stay. You know, I'm going to see. You know, you never know. Jesse could be wrong, you know.
What? Nah.
I found out last night. I found out last night she had been cheating on me and whatnot. And it was so strange. Like, I was on her computer trying to log into my account. Like, I wasn't looking for nothing. I wasn't thinking of nothing. I didn't have no suspicions. Like, it just popped. Like, it literally just popped up. And I was like, dang. You know, but that's what you get for being soft and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But Mark, I do have a question, though. So last night, she came over here, and she came over here to get her computer, but I had a computer with me. So I pulled it back up to my house, and this is after I found out she had cheated and did the whole thing. And then I pulled back up to my house, and I walk up to my house, and she's inside my house. So I come inside, and I'm like, what are you doing in my house? You need to get out. I'm going to give you your Chrome. I'm going to give you this computer, but you need to get out. Like, not emotional, not argumentative, like, you know.
Right.
And she said, he said, no, I'm not getting out until I get my computer. So instantly I'm like, okay. So I told her, you need to get out and, you know, I'll get your computer. I told her that three times before I told myself, who does she think she is? She doesn't dictate this situation. So I kindly asked her to step out one more time. She didn't. So I pushed her out of my house. And it wasn't like pushed her emotionally, aggressively. You know, I've told people about it. And like, you shouldn't, don't be emotional. You shouldn't. Like, it was not emotional. I truly felt like I needed to push her out of my house. So what do you think? Do you think it was wrong of me to push her out of my house? Because I had people, don't put your hands on women. And don't. But me, sometimes, personally, I believe sometimes women need to get this one. If it's a smack across the ass, if it's a smack across the face or anything like that, you know, sometimes they deserve it. But last night, I just pushed her out of my house. What do you think? You think there's anything wrong with that?
So did you give her computer?
I gave her the computer after I pushed her out of my house.
Why you just give her the computer and then say, okay, does she have a key to your house?
Yes.
And now, why?
I'm going to get to that. Because
so why do you just give her the computer and said, okay, goodbye forever? Why do you do that?
See, that's a good question. I was about to give it to her. But when she said, I don't know, maybe an ego feeling, because when she said, no, I'm not getting out, I was like, who do you think you are? You don't dictate this situation.
Well, that was Satan telling you that. Who does she say she is? Right, you listen to the devil.
You're right.
I would have recommended that you give her the computer, said, okay, goodbye, and take your door key and move on with your life.
Right. Yeah, so you're right. I do understand that was the devil.
Yeah,
devil talking, but
that's why you did it that way. Because you could have called the police and had to put out. Because nowadays, women can cry and lie on the man, and the police will put you in jail, right?
Right.
And so next time, if that, God forbid, if that should happen again, just call, give her a computer, and tell her she got to go now. And if she doesn't, just call the police and tell them to come right away.
Right.
In order to protect yourself.
Do you think sometimes women deserve to be hit? Not like abusive or I just...
Only when you're protecting yourself. You have a right to protect yourself from her violence.
Right.
So you have a right to protect herself, and she doesn't have a right to hit you otherwise, and you don't have a right to hit her otherwise. It's not,
right.
It doesn't make sense, but if she's attacking you and you need to protect yourself, you have a right to protect yourself.
Yeah. It's so funny because I really waited. I really just told myself I really can't see, so really just wait to see if it's true or not. And it's I wouldn't say it's a shame. I'm not going to say it's a shame that everything happened the way I knew it was going to happen, but it's, it's like a revelation. Like, I know what I know is true.
Well, now that she's gone, let her be gone, and you start only working on you. Don't look for another anybody or anything. Do the silent prayer, forgive, and seek the kingdom of God, and you're going to be fine. Your life will be amazing, and it will happen on its own.
Yes, sir.
You will have perfect peace.
Yeah. All right, man.
So do the silent prayer. Why didn't you take the key away from her?
Oh, the key. So after I gave her the computer, I was about to lock my door and head out, and so I remember she had the key. So I went over and I asked her, could you give me the key? Could you give me the key to my house since you're about to leave? And she's like, no, you're not getting this key. My God. So I said, buddy, why don't you want to give me the key? She's like, what did she say? It was so stupid. I was like, why are you? She said, no, you don't need this key. I'm not going to come back over. I'm like, all right, if you're not going to come back over, just give me the key.
Right.
But she didn't give me the key, so I walked over to her car, and I grabbed her house keys. I said, we can do a fair exchange. You give me my keys, I'll give you your keys. And she started going crazy. No, now you're about to give me my keys. And now I'm with her. And I'm like, I probably was wrong for taking her keys, but I'm like, well, why won't you give me my keys? And I probably should have called the police, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I should call the police, but I didn't. But why won't you give me the keys? And long story short, she made it a hard thing to do. And I ended up just giving her key, and she gave me my key and just left.
So I recommend stop never arguing with the devil in your mind and never arguing with another human being as long as you walk this earth. There's never, ever, ever a reason to get angry, and there's never a reason to argue with anyone. And so you can live a nice, beautiful life. Stop arguing. I do recommend, do what you want, that you put a new lock on your door, because you can't trust her that she won't come and try to damage your house or you in some kind of way.
Yeah. I did that last night.
Oh, you changed the lock?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, good. And so now don't be angry at her, because it's not her fault that you allow her to come into your life and do this to you. And it's not your fault that she allowed this to happen. Don't be angry, but you work on you now and stop looking for anything.
Yes, sir. All right. Got you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. I wish you well.
Yeah. You too, man.
All right. Amazing. Carl, let's say, first-time caller out of Texas. Carl, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Carl. All is well.
I just wanted to call and say thank you for talking about how important it is to reconnect with your father. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I, my friend was telling me about your show, like, I think it was maybe 2 years ago, a couple years ago, and how important it is to forgive your mother and forgive your father for not protecting you from mother. And I didn't understand it at first. And I mean, I'm just glad that I turned the show on and, you know, start paying attention and start listening to what you're saying, because now my father and I have a great relationship. And when I forgive my mother, now she doesn't want to talk to me. It's crazy.
She's evil.
And then I started. Yeah, it is. It's very evil, because she knows. I just think a lot of women hate the truth, and then whenever you tell them the truth, they freak out.
Absolutely.
They get angry.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
that's the same thing that happened to Jesus, too. It's like he was the truth, and that's why they killed him.
Yes.
Because people don't like to hear the truth.
Yep.
But, yeah, I just wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome, and you stay with it. And now you, I don't know if you're doing the silent prayer, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer and start doing that, so God can separate you from the darkness of your thoughts, your imagination. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And now that he's changed your heart, he's going to change your nature from darkness to light, and you'll be just like him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. Amazing. Stay with it, all right?
All right.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right. Call me again.
All right, I will.
Okay. Super Jet. Super.
Super Jets.
April, but...
over on YouTube, a super chat. Happy Friday, y'all. Smiling emoji. Enjoy your weekend, and I look forward to church on Sunday. Love you all, and wish you well.
Thank you. I wish you well, and thank you for your support.
With hearts.
Nice.
Brand new B, Jesse, hell-bent on saying Jasmine Crockett last name wrong, and I love it. Amazing. Star eyes.
What do I say?
Crooked.
What?
Crooked.
Oh. And what is it?
Crockett.
What the? Crockett, cricket, crooked, potato, potato.
Indeed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Holy cow, says Chris. Did you realize you can super chat JLP on YouTube once again? Give it a try.
Thank you.
Click super chat
on YouTube. Amazing.
Old Saucy is a monthly supporter over on the Rumble crew. Who would win in a fight, Buddha or Muhammad with accessories?
I don't know. Buddha too fat. Are they both fat?
I think they're both fit, actually.
Oh, Buddha does not fit. Every time I see Buddha sitting there, he's fat.
That's fake news.
Oh, not hate news.
Right.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know.
Over on YouTube, Lin Yanchen, tutu, tutter, like utter. Did you notice that? Notice that? I didn't use a D for a T. I, Lord Good Hair, have grown. No clear D in clarity or gravity. Oh, travesty. I can't sense the tongue's right position.
Amazing.
Thank you, Lin Yanchen.
Amazing. Thank you.
Katie, three coffees.
That was my mother's name. She dead.
Rest in peace. What was the question for the callers today?
Why do you want the approval of anyone?
Thank you,
anyone
Katie.
Else. Thank you.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, 1776 Christians says Trump should have handed Amy Coney Barrett 30 silver dollars.
Amazing. That's for sure. What a Judas.
30 pieces of silver.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you.
Betraying America.
Yeah.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, the spiritual order of the blacks. Maxine Walters over the woman. The woman over the kids, the kids over the hamsters over the man, and the whites are following. Prophetic.
What a mess. Thank you.
Facepalm. See you on Three Coffees. Hey, Jesse, why was there a white woman on your shirt? Why is there a white woman on your shirt? They do the most crying. Is that why?
No.
Grinning face.
But this woman, her color made in a way that it represents all colors.
Nice.
Right. And when she cries, she lies. Amazing. Thank you, Sion. What the?
She says, the corrupt liberal Democrats look dirty and their clothes just weird. Rashida Tlaib looks so dirty. She don't look like she has something on. I think they do that on purpose to relate to the poor people to get the vote.
Yeah. Amazing.
Could you tell men to get in higher positions? There's hardly any men in management positions, judges and politics.
It's
too
bad.
Many women bosses.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's being deliberately set up like that. They're using the women in the same way they use the blacks in order to destroy America. That's all it's for. And they know they could do it through the woman, that the gates of hell come through her. Amazing. Thank you.
Jeff from Texas says people care about the approval of others because they are low T. Women and weak men seek protection from the group, so everything they believe is based on whether or not those around them also believe the same thing. Only high T alpha males will go against the grain and search for the truth.
Amen.
Even if it's unpopular.
There you go. Amazing. Thank you.
Katie bought a coffee. Thank you for answering my question.
You're welcome. Thank you, Katie.
Engband Art, constitutionally Trump conservative, third term. The amendment is only to bar two consecutive terms. Trump 2028 for his rightful second consecutive term. Spread the knowledge.
I will. I hope he can stay in office for the next 20 years. Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin, the dream team. Amazing. Thank you.
Soul Conscious Three Coffees. Jesse, biblical question.
What? Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I did it because I believe the thoughts about getting their approval for no reasons. It's an ego thing.
Amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Five coffees from someone. Biblical question.
Why do you want the approval of anyone else?
I want the approval of others because I don't look within so I can know for myself. So I look on the outside to others.
What? Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, 211-211, five coffees. Thank you for the counseling midweek, Jesse. Very helpful. Thanks to Hank for the help on Skype. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. By phone, Skype, or walk-in. And if you would like an appointment, go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. Amazing. Thank you. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I got to stop there because I'm tight.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I want to remind you that this part of the show is brought to you by GoCo. GoCo. And I want to encourage you to check it out for yourself. All right? Major investment firms are predicting an increase. Are predicting an increase in gold prices for the coming year. And so get ready for it, for more information. And especially since we have a promo going on for my listeners, qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver, a 10%. So I recommend you go to jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Amazing. Tell them Jesse sent you. Thank you, Gold Co. I do appreciate it. Let me go quickly to Ethan, a first-time call out of California. Ethan, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hey, so I started dating this girl about a year ago named Amanda. She presented herself to me. I met her online. She presented herself as a Christian, and when I got there, I realized she was not a Christian. She does not pray. She does not go to church. She always would try to tear me down when I would try to encourage her to, you know, listen to the words of Christ. She would tell me crazy things like God is the serpent from the Old Testament and crazy stuff. Like,
what?
Obviously, yeah, obviously Luciferian. So I recently moved away from the state of Colorado where she was because she tried to kidnap me one day. She was yelling at me about some rainbow prophecy, some hippie cult thing. And I wanted to leave, and she took my stuff, and she sat on it, and then I tried to get it, and she started hitting me and kicking me, and she actually, after putting me in a self-defense situation, trying to kidnap me, threatening to kill me, she then called the cops when I leave because she couldn't hold me there, and I ended up doing 2 months of jail. I just moved back to California, and they want me in court in 11 days. In a totally different state, and they gave me permission to leave, and now they're asking me, oh, you need to come back. And I ended up, I'll admit, I've been talking to her friend, and now she's jealous, and she's sending some betas, some orbiters to go after me, to go after anyone who's supporting me. And yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 21 years old.
And so your question for me is what?
My question is, what do you do when a woman starts a situation when she's basically putting you through stuff, and then she tries to flip it around and use the law and use every means, legal and illegal, to try and destroy you? What do you do?
Number one, it's your fault that you did not walk away from her the very first time you thought of hell in her. So you can't blame her for your weakness. And I will be done with her. And if she ever call you or contact you or anything, call the police, report it right away, and have her arrested and leave her in jail. And you need to grow up and stop being weak with women. And you shouldn't be on a, only weak men go online looking for women. Only weak men look for women. You're only supposed to seek the kingdom of God in his right way, and he will add unto you what you should have. So stop looking for a woman or anything. Just see what's right. Go to work. Take care of yourself. So go and do your court thing and see what they're talking about. But if she looked toward you, you have her arrested.
Okay. My only problem with the court thing, they want me to go to Colorado, and right now I can't afford to do that.
Right.
And so
what would happen if you... Until what?
So what kind of concerns me is my parents bailed me out last minute because they didn't think I'd stay in there because they knew that she's crazy. But they bailed me after 2 months, and the house got put up as collateral, and now I got a warrant out there because of some stuff she told the police. And now I'm expected to be back there, and they don't want me to do it online.
Can you, I was about to ask, why don't you do it online? But they said no to doing it online?
Yeah, even though they previously authorized me to do them at the state. I guess something came up while I was out of state.
Can you get a court-appointed lawyer to help you out?
I have one, and he kind of ghosted me. I texted him like 2 days ago, you know, telling him I can't go. You know, I need to do it online.
Oh, man. It sounds like I don't know what to tell you at this point because of time, and I don't want to tell you. And when are you set to go to court?
On the 18th.
The 18th?
Yeah.
Are you able to call me back on Monday?
Yes, I am.
Call me back. I don't want to rush through there with you. It's too serious. And we'll talk some more about it Monday.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome. Friends. You're welcome, buddy. Bye now. And the hate report coming up now. I'll see you on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Doors open at 10:30. I want to close out with this blast from the past. Take care. Bust a move with your family, yeah. Get on the dance floor and get a crack. Okay. Feel it in yourself, then get into action. Yeah, yeah. You can't be waiting on the crowd to move you. You gotta hop up in the circle, then you're grooving. You said you're waiting on the remix. Boy, this is your moment, better seize it. So gonna cut the doubt, show 'em what you about. You got the juice up in your pour now. It's JF. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... You know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.